Okay, we'll open with a statement from Coach, then we'll take questions for the players for getting questions from for Coach.
Obviously, the outcome of the game is secondary at this point. You get a knot in your stomach when you have one of your one of your guys go down. I've had it twice in 2 days. You guys, insignificant to any of you guys in here, but Zach Griffin has a stress fracture and is out. And if you guys know how important Zach is, you can ask Kofi, because he busts Kofi's ass every single day in practice and Georgie's ass every single day. He's out with a stress fracture. And I know how hard that kid works. And then obviously, you know, IO slipping here at the end. We don't know anything. We won't know anything. We're not going to release anything until we do know something. And they're in the great hands of our medical staff here. You know, when you get something like that that happens, it becomes, the game becomes secondary. But talking about the game was a tale of two halves. I have yet to figure out why we can't play hard, and we do that at times. Our team walked in before the game, and I literally asked the coaches after they left, and I said, "Are we ready?" I said, because it was almost like a somber funeral in the game before, and before the Maryland game, we were probably too high. We were through the roof. And we played like it in the first half, not to take anything away from Michigan State. The second half was a different story. We rode with the guys that we felt great about and that were playing. I felt great about Demonte Williams. I was trying very hard to get Demonte on the court in the second half, and that group was so good and playing with so much I don't know. The spacing was good. We were flowing. We were doing a lot of positive things. But anyway, that was you know, Cassius does what Cassius does. He rejects a ball screen, which we try not to allow. And Kofi had to help, and that left Tillman wide open. So, but I'm proud of Kofi stepping up as a freshman in that environment, making two free throws. What Dre does every single night, we set up here and we talk about, I'm running out of superlatives and adjectives, and, you know, he gets every tough rebound. He's just about our leading rebounder every night. And Allen was terrific again. You know, it seems like every night I put Allen out there, no matter how many minutes he plays, he's going to get 7 to 10 rebounds. So, you know, it was, tough first half for Io and a tough night for Trent. Give their defense credit. They're the best defensive team in our league. But it was their night, and our thoughts and prayers are with Io.
Questions for the players? Jeremy?
Andres, just when you see an injury like that to your teammate, what goes through your head, and how does this team have to respond to it?
It's really tough. You know, like, I is one of the best players in the country right now, and he's really important for us, you know. But we don't know what his condition right now. We gotta wait on the test and the doctor gonna check him out and tell us if he's gonna be good. You know, we gotta wait on that. You know, he's just such a great player. I hope on my pray for him, and he's gonna be back soon.
In the way back
for Andres and Kofi, second sellout, the Orange Crush was rocking. What is it like playing in that atmosphere, and do you really feel like the fans kind of pick you guys up at certain moments?
No, playing home is just that's the most important thing, because we had the six men. They always there, you know. Like you saw in the second half when we was like making our run, and they were supporting us, you know, like sharing defense. That's really important for us, and we hope that that's keep coming for the next games.
Back here to the left.
Kofi, could you describe what you saw with Io and just your reaction and what it was like in the locker room after the game?
What I saw with Ayo, I was 100% sure Ayo was making that shot. So I was just basically chasing down the ball to pick him up if he fell after the and-one or something. But that was in my mind the whole time he was driving, coming down. He's going to make this shot because he's been big time for us the whole time. He's known for making clutch shots like that. So just seeing that happen to him, in the moment, it was a little bit overwhelming because, you know, that's one of our best players and we need him. But now all I have in my mind is just praying for him, making sure that I keep asking God to heal him and make sure that he's good. I don't know what happened to him yet, but that's all in my mind right now, just praying for Ayo. I'm trying to be there for him.
Here in the middle.
Hey, Scuffy, what would you maybe attribute to the slow start tonight, and then what was different when you guys came back in the second half?
Pardon me?
What would you say maybe led to the slow start tonight, and then what was different in the second half?
I have no idea what led to the slow start, to be honest. We have a really bad reputation of doing that, starting the game off slow. The second half, we just went to the locker room. We got a couple of words from coaches, motivation, telling us that we got to stick together and make sure that we elevate the guy beside us. We just came out there and we did what we do best. We played together, passed the ball, and then we communicated on defense. We locked in and stuck to our assignments.
Anything else for the players right here?
Andre's coach mentioned the kind of a quiet locker room, I guess, before the game. Did you feel that too? And what do you attribute that kind of lack of energy to?
Yeah, I agree with him. And just one of the parts that I'm trying to be better as well, you know, trying to get on the same page as him. Every time I see the locker room down like that, I'm going to try to step up more, be more vocal. And, you know, because we can have that. Because I think that's one of the reasons we have a slow start as well. And I think I won't let that happen again. You know, from my part, I'm going to try to step up as a leader and trying to be on the same page as the coach.
Eric.
This is for either of you. Just how do you guys go about the next couple of days of just trying to move on from this loss and move on to the next game with with Ayo's injury, I guess, just looming over your guys' head? Because there's no way you're going to be able to get that out.
We have no idea what happened to Ayo. Hopefully we get him back, but it's always on to the next game with us. That's our mindset. After every game, win or loss, it's on to the next one. So we're just going to prepare for Rutgers now and make sure that we come in and we work hard in practice so we could be good in the game.
Yeah. Here on the right.
This is for you, Kofi. I know Ayo's been someone who's kind of mentored you since you got here. Can you talk about your relationship with him and how much he means to you?
Yeah, I love Ayo. That's my brother. He checks on me off the court. He always makes sure I'm doing good in school. It's everything except basketball with Ayo, and that's why it hurts me so much to see him fall like that. Now, even though I don't know what happened to him, it really hurts me because he's one of those guys that really look out for me outside of basketball, and that means a lot to me. Coming from somebody like Ayo, who he has a lot to be focused on, but he still takes the time out to look after me. So Ayo's he's a great guy if you get to know him, and we built a really good relationship, and I hope he's good. That's all I'm just praying. It's really a big shock for me.
Anything else for players? Okay, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Questions for Coach Underwood right here in front? Right here in front? Hello? Right here in front.
Brad, obviously game secondary, but you start with Allen over Georgie in the second half. What's gone into his struggles, and is that something you think you could do moving forward, is go smaller lineup?
Well, we've been messing with it a lot in practice. That's something that we've been trying to create space, trying to free Kofi up a little bit, to be honest, and try to free driving lanes. I think you saw tonight what we can do driving the basketball. There's a lot. There's a ton of ways to get the ball to the front of the rim, and it doesn't always have to be through a post up. You can do it cutting. You can do it driving it. I love the fact we got to the line 25 times tonight, and you know that was something that you know we've tried to emphasize. So what definitely wasn't Georgie's best night, and we had to change something because that wasn't working.
Here in the back, left.
Tevian, first one off the bench, scored early. What has he been doing in practice to earn that time?
Playing better. pretty simple. I mean, it's about trust. It's about not, you know, and I mean, that sounds cliche and it's a short answer, but he's playing better. He's not, he's making less mistakes and it's both ends of the court and we need what he can provide. He can provide some perimeter shooting and we need that.
Shannon.
Tom Izzo was saying he thought your guys' points off turnovers was a big factor for the second half. Just how much of a focus was that going into the second half to kind of try to get some stuff going off that?
Well, I mean, I think if you know, and I'm not speaking on for Tom's team, but that's the one thing they do a lot, you know, is they have a tendency to turn the ball over. And, it's one of the – they're one of the few teams that are changing style – getting away from all the denial and the pressure probably impacts us more than anybody because of their ability to do that. But I thought our defense was very good. It gave us opportunities. It got us downhill, and they played a good stretch without Cassius due to foul trouble, and we were trying to go at him. That was part of what we were trying to do, but. That makes secondary and third ball handlers that much more important, and we got a few easy baskets off of it.
Mark on the way back.
Coach, obviously Iowa going down. The players were asked how they handle the next couple of days. How does the coaching staff handle the next couple of days in practice without one of the leaders and stars of this team?
Well, we're off tomorrow, so that's refreshing and probably very much needed at this point. Mentally as well as physically, and then it's no different than what they said, and I've got a very simplistic approach. I can only coach who I have, and you make adjustments, and you get into practice, and it's the next man up mentality, and I like our group, and we'll figure that out as we get the news.
Jeremy.
Obviously, nobody can replace him, but having Andres, what do you need out of him? What do you need out of Trent if Iowa can't go for a certain amount of games?
Yeah, I mean, we'll figure all that out. I mean, Andres is a big part of it, and Allen, and, you know, that means Tevian and Kipper, and everybody's got to do a little bit more when you replace a guy that's, that's of Iowa's stature. But at this point, I don't know if we've got to replace him or not. It could be a – bruise, who knows?
Way back?
Brad, I asked the student athletes the same questions, but there's just a couple home games remaining, second sellout tonight in a row. How confident are you that whoever comes into State Farm Center is going to be in a hostile environment?
Well, this is what we face every single night. I'm proud. I've said this. Tonight was by far and away the loudest I've ever heard this building. Tonight, this building was the loudest building we have been in since my time here. Not even close. That was electric, and that was fun. And I'm so grateful for that we have such passionate fans. And it's the process of building that back to that level. And it's as our program continues to build and grow. That's fun, man. I love driving in at 2 hours before and seeing a line and know that our people are proud of us and our kids can walk around with their heads up, and that's what this thing is all about.
Just for accurate purposes, that was a third straight sellout here in the front.
Rocket Watts came out of high school as a guy that could put a game like this together. What did he do tonight that was maybe tough to stop?
Well, I think we lost him a couple times. We would he's been probably like any freshman, up and down and inconsistent. You know, I mean, you look at what he did in their last game. Tom hardly played him, but he is that guy. And when he sees one ball go in, that thing looks like a 55-gallon drum. And he's got one assist in their last five games, and we told our guys that when he gets it and goes, he is never passing it, and yet. We were late to adjustments. You can't help off of him, and he got a couple buckets going that way, and he had a huge night. He hurt us.
Coach, you've said in the past that you love when former players come back. Darren here tonight, I think I saw him. He was at practice. Did he say anything to the team or anything tonight or address them at all?
Yeah, he just talked about how proud he was to be back and how much he loves his place and the atmosphere, seeing that he was excited, and he was talking about how proud that this program and these guys have made him feel watching games.
Shannon?
You clearly weren't very happy with the call on Io in the second half, but did you get any type of explanation on that? Want to elaborate on your feelings?
Really? You going to pay my fine? You going to pay my fine? We practice loose ball drills. We practice them. And I've never seen that call. So it's when a young guy dives on the floor for a loose ball to not get rewarded because the other kid doesn't and tries to reach down and pick it up. I'll leave it at that. With 3 minutes to go in the game.
Joey.
Brad DeMonte, a couple three-pointers that have gone down in the last few days. Is there anything different with him? Is it a matter of confidence in terms of that shot?
Yeah, it's probably I've told him, don't stop shooting them. I mean, and I've told you guys this, he practices them, he makes a million of them. He shoots as many balls as anybody on our team. And, it's just a matter of seeing those things go in. He can help us stretch the floor. He's a very good driver, and that's something that very comfortable with.
Matt.
Brad, I know you guys have made defensive changes, but were you surprised at how many times you went under screens in the first half, and was that addressed at halftime?
Well, yeah, absolutely. But again, those are you take away that we took away their strength. Okay, which is Cassius and Tillman. And Gabe Brown, they do an unbelievable job, better than anybody in the country, of setting pin down screens. And if you wrap them, which we do a lot, if you wrap them, they roll. That forces help, and you're on an empty side. And it was just a scouting decision. I thought we did a good job on Tillman. We were going to live with we were going to live with Henry shooting him. We made the adjustment on Rocket, and then we were going to lock and trail Cassius all night long. But they're 7 of 18, and we feel better about those options than they do the two man game that they're elite at.
Brad.
On the last play, you said you made a bad read on the ball screen defense. Was Trent supposed to force him into the ball screen and not let him refuse?
Yeah, we never reject. We never allow a reject. We always adjust our feet. And Kofi made the right call. And Cassius just kind of in and out, and got Trent a little off balance, and then got downhill. And when that happens, it's supposed to be an automatic switch. And Kofi takes. Would have taken Cassius. Trent slides and takes Tillman, and tries to sit on his legs, and instead both went with the ball.
Anything else for Coach? Shannon, right back here.
I know you've said often about Georgie, other players, it's better to be able to dial a player back, but is he ever getting his own head? Maybe that's too simplistic, or is he play a little too emotional at times, or was that some of the issues tonight?
I think that's something that throughout Georgie's time we try to find that perfect balance, and we've seen Georgie at his very best, and right now things are a little tougher for him, and you can try too hard, you can put too much pressure on yourself, and we've got to we need him. We've got to get him back and in a position to help our ball team down the stretch.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.